fans, Chris McPherson, Fran Duffy. Pleased to be joined on the phone by the head coach at South Dakota State who guided Dallas Goedert and turned him into a second-round pick, John Stiglmeyer. Coach, congratulations on producing a second-round draft pick here. The first thing I want to ask you is, how did he land at your program? I read a story about a pastor reached out to you on the phone, and that kind of laid the groundwork for getting him to you?
Yeah, a guy named Pastor Carl Larson had coached with us a number of years ago, and he saw Dallas play in high school. We didn't know anything about Dallas, and he got us his name, and we contacted Britton High School and got some film, and then I watched him play basketball, and it kind of started up that way.
Coach, talk about the development you've seen from him over the course of his career. Because I can tell you, just from watching him from day one, from his junior season up until the end of this past year, you could see just how far he's come in certain areas of his game. Can you just talk about how you've seen him develop over the course of his career?
Well, it's been phenomenal. His work ethic has been off the charts. Obviously, he's gifted genetically, but there's so much more. You know, his focus, his goals, and I think one of the top things in him is belief in himself. And so, you know, all the credit goes to Dallas Goedert. He has been a phenomenal hard worker, great leader for us.
Coach, along those same lines, what kind of person, we've seen the numbers, we've seen the production that he had at the FCS level. What kind of person is the Philadelphia Eagles getting here in Dallas Goedert?
You're getting a guy that's confident, but not real. You're getting a guy that will stop and talk to a little person if they ask. You know, he's in our program. When they get done with the game, we go in the locker room, we say a prayer, we talk a little bit. Our players go out. He'll stand on the field and sign autographs, at least in our program, and talk to kids and take pictures until they turn off the lights. So he's a great person. Just a leader in every way.
Coach, Dallas was a two-time All-American at the FCS level. He was a two-time finalist for the Walter Payton Award. What is it that set himself apart from some of the other players at his position across that level of competition on the field as you've watched him reach his full maturity now as a senior?
Well, I would say two things. His athletic ability for his size, I think, is special. And you recognize that obviously by drafting him, and then his hands are phenomenal. And I mean, I wish I could have played quarterback with him at tight end. You just get it close to him, and he would catch the ball. So, and then you know, his confidence. I mean, he wanted the ball. He wanted to be moved around. We played him in so many different positions, and he just kept eating it up and helping us win football games.
Coach, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. Do you have a favorite Dallas Goedert story? Whether it's something along the lines of, in a key moment in a game that he demanded the ball, sort of what you just alluded to, or something behind the scenes that just kind of emphasizes the type of person that he is?
Well, I guess he was voted captain this year, and I sat down with the six captains. And, you know, in FCS football, if you're a top eight seed, you get a bye in the first round. And I presented to the captains that should be one of our goals, top eight seed. And he looked at me and he says, Coach, I think you're wrong. And, you know, with all the respect in the world, he said, I think we got to put down on paper top two seed. And that's the, you know, it wasn't with arrogance. It wasn't with not being able to back it up. But you know, that's the way he plays. He plays like a champion. So if you literally end up being a top two seed, they're predicting you're going to get to Frisco, Texas, and play in the championship.
Coach, let's dive into the X's and O's a little bit. You know, from a football coaching perspective, and you have a player like Dallas Goedert, you pair him with a player like Zach Ertz, one of the best tight ends in the NFL. What kind of flexibility does that give Doug Peterson and this offensive coaching staff to be able to utilize 12 personnel, and what can that do, those two tight end sets, against defenses on a weekly basis?
Ideally, you can line up and be a little bit smash mouth because you got two tight ends, move them around. Run, play, action, pass. And I still think that's the best play in football is play, action, pass. If you run the football and then just get mismatches out in space. So, and the other thing about Dallas, I don't know anything about NFL playbooks, but we asked a lot of Dallas Goedert in terms of plays and motions and formations, and he seldom made a mental error. So he's very smart football-wise.
Coach, what's it like for the FCS seeing Carson Wentz be a number two overall selection and play at an MVP-type level this season, and now Dallas Goedert follows a couple of years later and is a second-round pick of the Eagles?
Well, I think there's good football players at every level. I cut my teeth in NAIA and coached Division II, and so we don't have as many as FBS guys, but there's guys that, I mean, we preach pursue your dream, and that's the ultimate for any FCS guy, to have what happened to Carson, what's happened to Dallas. Every year we boast about the number of FBS teams, FCS teams win, games they win. And so it's a great level of football. Leave it at that.
Stiglmeyer, head coach of South Dakota State University, who guided Dallas Goedert to becoming a second-round pick of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here on Eagles Draft Central, presented by Deaton Watson.